Hey, everybody. So we're going to be talking about bad manners that irritate everyone and bad habits that you have. Or we can get into weird habits as well. 312-981-7200. How about, let's see. What are some of the things that, how many of them are Dan, how many of these bad habits that we're probably going to end up talking about are going to be related to driving, you think?
You know, I don't actually think there's a driving one on there. I think, be kind of to your point, though, that they're so ubiquitous driving,
yeah,
that they're just part of culture now that you don't think of it. You know, coincidentally, we mentioned Rachel Drew a little bit earlier, and she talked about, you know, that awful feeling where somebody like goes around you and like speeds past you, and then you like 10 seconds later end up at the same light.
Yeah.
You know, at the same stoplight.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I mean, just the roadways are just insane, especially with our hours. We don't tend to deal with a lot of drivers,
right,
except, you know, full moon. There was some weird stuff going down when we drove in this morning.
But, right.
But yeah, you know, like when I'm in traffic and I see things people do, I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with
you people? It's just crazy. You know, what you were referring to when we were coming in this morning was we were at an intersection. It was Illinois and State.
Yes.
Illinois and State, where Snickers, the most popular bar on the planet, is located on the corner, and there's a 7-Eleven across the street from it. It seems like as you're driving down, when you turn onto Illinois when we come in the morning, doesn't it seem like the rules of the road suddenly just kind of go out the window?
Yeah, I mean, there are no lanes. There's just,
people just stop. And also pedestrians, they just walk across the street against the light constantly. And, well, when we were coming in this morning, there were two guys in the left-hand lane. One guy turned right from the left lane. One guy turned left from the right lane. So, I mean, it happened at the same simultaneously. It happened.
Right.
You know where else is really terrible in terms of, like, driving? I haven't driven, you know, I haven't driven in 17 years. It was the last time I drove. Well, legally, I should say. I've driven friends' cars and stuff like that without letting anybody know about it in that regard. But the worst is driving down Devon. You ever drive down Devon, Dan, and get maybe east of California to the lakefront? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Or at least it was 17 years ago when I drove. Maybe a little bit, maybe western. Let's say western. From western east, if you drive down either a direction, whether you're going west towards western or you're going east towards the lake, it's like no rules. People standing in the middle of the street, cars just stopped. It's insane. I remember sometimes I would take Devon to get to the Factory Theater when we were up in Rogers Park. And sometimes I'd take Devon down. And when I got to that area, it's just like, it was like, it's like 4 miles of insanity. It's like, what's going on here? Seriously, people just walking out into the middle of the road. You know, people, cars just stopping. Double parked. It's Esmeralda, have you ever driven down Devon?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? That area?
It does get a little, like, you kind of have to have your wits about you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I swear to you, it may be different now. But when I was a driver, when I regularly drove, you know, like in the 90s, I would take Devon, and seriously, I'd want to kill somebody. And from western to the lake, I just want to kill somebody. I'd be like, what are you people doing? They're standing in the middle of the road, walking across the street, cars are parked, people are turning left. It's like, what's going on? Is there some sort of Twilight Zone thing happening in this area on Devon exclusively? See, this is why I don't drive anymore. All right, we got to take a break. We're talking about bad habits, bad manners, pet peeves that drive you crazy, and weird habits that you have. 312-981-7200. All right, news is next. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in. 312-981-7200. 708 area code requested Masters of Reality. That's The King. I don't know this band. I know the album Master of Reality, which is by Black Sabbath. So I'm assuming this band is a fan of Black Sabbath. They are fans of Black Sabbath to have named their band Masters of Reality. That would be my guess. So we're talking about bad manners and bad habits that make people crazy. We were talking about, like, road rage habits before the break. Like, I would lose my mind driving down Devon on a regular basis when I was driving. It would make me nuts. It was just an area where suddenly the rules don't apply. So, if you have bad habits that make you crazy or bad manners that make you nuts that involve the driving, that's fine. But we've got a list here from Good Housekeeping. Do they still do a print edition of Good House? I would imagine so, right? Good Housekeeping still has to be around. It's a legendary magazine-y. Yeah. Esrell, do you ever read Good Housekeeping?
I unfortunately do not.
No? Not even in a doctor's office? Because that's kind of the only time. It's pretty much the only time you get a chance to read it. In a waiting room somewhere. So anyway, the bad habits and bad manners that make you crazy. And Esmeralda, do you have anything that pops up off the top of your head here?
That I do?
No. We'll do weird habits a little bit later, but whatever sort
of people do.
Yeah. Well, you get aggravated by everything.
Yes.
So.
I hate when people don't walk on the right side of the sidewalk.
Yes.
Because I don't care where you're from. Unless you're from like a different country altogether and you guys walk on the other side.
Yeah.
That's excusable, but then realize that you see everybody walking on, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. There are several walking habits that make me crazy. That's one. You know what else I can't stand?
What's that?
Is when you're walking, let's say, you know, because, and this happens a lot down here, downtown. Now, here's the thing. It's great to work in this building, okay? And I know that people want to stop and stand in front of this building and look at it, but not when I'm trying to get into the building.
Move to the side.
Exactly.
Move to the side.
Exactly.
It's a huge sidewalk out here.
Yeah. But I'm saying,
you can just move to the side. I run into people
constantly. It's also not just the people who, there are people who absolutely just completely stop. And, you know, the pace when you're walking downtown in the middle of the day or the afternoon or something on a weekday, say maybe 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, the pace should be pretty fast. Your walking should be pretty brisk. That's what I'm saying. When you're lollygagging around, the person behind you wants to kill you. I just want you to know that now.
Completely. And that's why I make no apologies. I will hit you with my shoulders. I will shoulder check you. Because it's like, what are you doing? Yeah. I know you guys want to like walk arm in arm three across on the sidewalk, but yeah. No. Whoever's in my way is going to get smacked.
And the thing is, the thing is that we've become sort of jaded as people who work in this area, because we see these buildings every day. Do you know what I mean?
No, but it's not even that. It's a thing of like, you see them and stuff, but just pay attention to the people around you. You're not the only person in the world looking at this stuff.
Right.
Move to the side.
Yeah. 765 says bad habit, teeth grinding, and I do it constantly.
Just in general?
I don't know. When you're sleeping, you have no control over it.
Yeah, V does it when he sleeps and I hit him. I'll nudge him, like, hey, you're grinding. Because I'm just like, oh my gosh, you're going to have no teeth.
Right. He should wear one of them mouth guards when he goes.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. 847 says, people listening to cell phone audio without headphones in public.
Oh, I yelled at someone for that once.
Did you?
I did, because I could not stand it. And there wasn't even that many people on the train. And it was so loud. And then he gave me the finger as he left.
Of course
he
did.
I was like, whatever. Get some headphones.
It says, if I win the lottery, I'm going to buy thousands of headphones and pass them out to these jerks.
I've thought of doing that.
Just giving someone
just
a headphone.
Giving like really cheapy ones.
Yeah. Here, try these out. They work.
Take these.
Yeah. And 773 air code says, you are right. It's definitely from California all the way down to the lake. It unbelievably sucks. Yet another person who doesn't like to drive on Devon. All right. If you hear from Good Housekeeping, here's the first one. People who don't say thanks after you hold the door for them. That's rude. That's rude.
I'm fine with them not saying anything. Whatever.
I don't know. I think that someone should. I think if somebody holds the door for someone, that they should say thanks. So, number two here: people who just stand in front of the elevator doors when you're exiting. Oh, that makes me crazy. You know what's even worse?
Or on the train.
The train.
I just run into them. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
It's absolutely. It happens all the time, especially in rush hour. So you have to wait for the people to get off the train before you can get on.
Oh, yeah.
Makes me absolutely nuts.
I've had a habit of just yelling, excuse me.
Yeah.
Really loud into people's faces. Because I'm just like, what are you doing? You're sitting right in front of me.
It's not, you know, you're going to get on the train. You know what I mean? You'll get on. Don't worry about it. You'll get on the train. Let the other people off the train before you try to get on. What's your rush? If you're trying to get to work, okay, you're in a rush. You can't go faster than the train.
Right? If anything, we're the ones in a rush. We're getting off.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the elevator. They do that with elevators, too. It's worse on the train. I don't know why it makes me more aggravated on the train than it does on an elevator.
Because there's only a certain amount of time on a train before the train leaves, and you're just holding up the train.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. It's with the bus as well. Unless you cannot get off from the back.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, there's something, you know, they have to lower it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The back. Move to the back.
Yeah, get off in the middle of the train or in the middle of the bus.
Because then people have to wait for you to get off. Ugh.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, well, that's what this whole topic is, Esmeralda. We should call this Let's Get Esmeralda Started.
Oh, man.
How about this? People who watch videos on their phones in public.
All of that. The whole phone thing. V tries to do it sometimes. And I go, what is wrong with you? Turn that off right now. Watch this video. I'm like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah. You wait. You can wait. I'm also not thrilled. Well, one, I don't, unless it's an emergency or it's an important call, I don't take calls in public. Like, I won't even talk on the phone in public.
I'm fine with that as long as it's not too loud.
Well, I mean, but speakerphone, I don't understand that at all. Like, you're in public and you're talking on speakerphone. I don't understand that at all. You know?
No, worst.
Yeah. But I don't even talk on the phone. Like, if I can't, if my phone rings, or buzzes or something, because I don't usually, in public, I don't have the sound on. I usually have it on vibrate. If it vibrates and I look and I don't recognize the number or it's someone that I don't need to talk to, I won't take the call. I can check the voicemail. You know what I mean? After the voicemail is left, I will go and check the voicemail and listen to the voicemail. And if it's an emergency, I'll go somewhere and make the call. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just
Absolutely.
I don't like to have a conversation, even if it's one-sided. I don't want to, you know, especially on a bus. Or on a train or something. If you're on the train, don't take a phone call. And I don't even want to get started. And it's on here, too. Here next is the people who text in movie theaters. The phone, if you can't leave your phone alone for 2 hours, don't go to the movies. You know what I mean? Turn your damn phone off. The movie's 2 hours long. You can be without your phone for 2 hours.
I guess Apple phones, you can send people things. Like you can, because they're in your network or whatever, like say someone next to you is an Apple phone, so they could accept your invite and then you can start sending them things. I saw a picture online where someone had an Apple phone, and I guess they had their phone on during a movie.
Yeah.
And someone in the theater, they didn't know who it was, just sent them a picture that said, like, get off your phone.
That's good. Except that person was on their phone, too.
Right, but so, that was probably a real quick get off your phone.
Right. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Any phone usage at all in a movie theater is bad. And if you don't think it's distracting when you're texting in a movie theater, or if you even turn your phone on to check the time, like the glowing screen, if someone is sitting in front of you in a movie theater and they check their phone and the screen lights up, it's completely distracting.
You got to do it on the... like next to your like the ground.
Or go out, if you need to do it, walk out to the lobby, check your phone, turn it off, go back into the theater and sit down and shut up. That's, yeah. All right. Dan, you want to jump in here at some point after we break?
Sure.
You got some.
What gets your goat?
You got some goat getting?
Get ready, everybody. I've got a good one in 5 minutes
okay.
or so.
There we go. 312-981-7200. Good housekeeping put together bad manners and bad habits that make you crazy. We're talking about them. 312-981-7200. Oh, yeah. All right. 708 area code for Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Requesting Masters of Reality, and that song is called Getting High. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Triple Play Thursday requests in. Skip Skipley is on the way. The jet is jetting. And after the 4:30 news, we will jump into yet another edition of Pop-Up Video. And Esmeralda will sing, and cats will die. So that's... All right, let's get back to the conversation here. 312-981-7200 for talking text. Bad manners, bad habits that make you crazy. And Dan, before the break, you were saying that you have a goat getter.
Mine is people who don't give the courtesy hurry up while crossing the street when you're in your car trying to make a left onto said street.
Ah.
I understand you have the right of way. And I will wait patiently, but mm-hmm. I appreciate the courtesy. Like, all right, I'm hey man, I know you're trying to get somewhere too.
I like. Up. You know what else? Again, let me add to that. You know, right here outside of this building, the intersection over here that leads into like sort of that roundabout.
Okay,
that's Illinois, right? It's Illinois. It's like upper Illinois.
Okay, yeah.
So that right there, if you're turning, let's say you're driving south on Michigan and you go to that intersection, you want to make a left on Illinois. Okay? Well, right out here, right outside. You're going southbound on Michigan Avenue. There's an arrow. There's a left turn arrow there. Okay. Now, people walking on Michigan Avenue, when the light turns red, they don't pay attention to the fact that there's a left turn arrow there. They just start crossing, which means the cars that legally are turning left can't turn left. And this, by the way, is not just annoying for people on the street, walking down the street. This backs up traffic on Michigan Avenue. It literally backs up traffic on Michigan Avenue. Here's the deal. If you're standing on the corner and you're at an intersection that has that left turn, the left arrow. Don't pay attention to the light. Look across the street at the thing that tells you whether you should walk or not. And if it says that you shouldn't walk, you shouldn't walk. It just makes me nuts. And if I'm walking down the street, I'm like, where are you people going? Why are you crossing the street? The thing directly in front of your face says don't walk. You're not aware of what's going on in your surroundings, that it's just like, oh, wait, these cars that are trying to turn left onto this street can't. And that, of course, is making Michigan Avenue back up.
That happened to us this past Saturday. We were on our way to the wedding. We were riding the bus from the hotel to the church, and he was trying to make a left off to Michigan Avenue. The same thing happened.
Same thing. Idiots. If it says don't walk, don't walk. It's real simple. It's a hand. It's a hand that's holding up saying, hey, halt! If you see the little dude who's walking, if that's up on the screen, you know, it's green, and the little dude who walks is up, that's when you cross the street. When there's a hand up telling you not to walk, you don't walk. Don't cross the street. Happens every... I would imagine that when there's nobody out on the street right now on Michigan Avenue. But I would imagine that then when there's regular foot traffic on Michigan Avenue, it happens every time that light changes. I wouldn't be surprised.
Every time I go.
Every single time. Every single time. If it says don't walk, don't walk. I mean, how much simpler is it? All right. How about this? Another one on the good housekeeping list of bad habits People who chew gum with their mouths open. Who does that? Who does that? Chew gum with their mouths open.
I'm much better about it now, but I used to chew with my mouth open when I leaned
like food and?
And gum.
And gum. Would food like fall out of your mouth?
Well, no. I mean, I just would. I didn't do it unconsciously until I pointed it out to me.
You know what drove? You know what? I'll tell you something. You know what? I remember I was out to dinner with some friends, and we were at Giordano's in Rogers Park. We were out to dinner. It was during a long tech of a play that we were doing. You know, I think it was Vinyl Shop, and we were teching, and it was a long night. And so we were like, let's go get something to eat, and we'll take a break, come back, and get something to eat. And my stage manager, a girl named Dana, was with us. And it was me and my ex-wife, my first ex-wife, and two of the other actors that were in the show, just taking a break from all the tech stuff that we were doing at the theater. And the theater used to be on Loyola in Rogers Park. And so we went to the Giordano's. We walked down to the Giordano's in Rogers Park. Is that Giordano's still there in Rogers Park? Does anybody know? It's still there, right? It's got to be. So anyway, we went down there and we ordered some food. We got like a, you know, we ordered like a pizza, but then we got like salad. And one of the actors, Dana was sitting next to me. I'll never forget this. Dana was sitting next to me. And one of the actors was taking a bite of his salad. And he took a bite with his fork, but used his teeth to clean off the fork, to get the food off of the off of the fork.
Oh, gosh, why?
It didn't bother me. She went nuts. Like, Dana went nuts. She's like, what the hell is wrong with you? He's like, what? She's like, don't do that with your teeth on the fork. What's wrong with you? I just remember, because, I mean, I don't think I've ever noticed that before. It doesn't really bother me. I can see why some people would kind of freak out about it, but Dana went nuts. Don't do that.
Now.
What?
I can feel it now. Like, just the, ugh.
Yeah, she just... She almost made a scene. We're in like, what are you doing? I was like, Dana, take it easy. But then this guy, the guy that she yelled at, the actor from the show, was like, he was super aware of it from then on. So I guess she did something good, because I don't think I've gone to eat out with that guy many times, you know. And I just, the only time, I never noticed it again after that. She screamed at him, and I don't think he ever did the teeth fork thing again. So you would freak out over that, Esmeralda?
Yeah. No, it gives, it gives me the chills.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I can feel it right. Oh,
yeah, no, no, no. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. You know what does that for me?
What's that?
Is if a pen, like I've got a Bic pen. Mm-hmm. And it's I forget to click it, or I think it's like the part that writes is out, but then the plastic part rubs onto the paper. That makes me go nuts. Like a dry pen, like rubbing onto paper, makes me go nuts. Like I'm getting the chills right now. I got the chills right now. Just thinking about it. Ugh. Okay. All right, we got to take a break here. We got the news coming up, and then we'll talk more habits that dumb people do. That's coming up after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Triple Play Thursday here. Steve requests Tears for Fears, Sowing the Seeds of Love. Seeds of Love, one of my favorite albums of all time. Tears for Fears, Seeds of Love. One of my favorite albums of all time. Definitely a Desert Island disc. Definitely. God, I love that album so much. And we get to hear two more songs by Tears for Fears because it's Triple Play Thursday. How's everybody doing this morning? 312-981-7200. Talk, text. We are talking about bad habits, bad manners that make you nuts. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. And, Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5 o'clock. And, of course, the great Steve Cochran will be in at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some people who are on the line who have some bad habits that make you crazy. And let's talk with Steve on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Nick. Good morning. Again, you're making the world a better place by raising public awareness of things people should already know, but in case they don't, here you go.
Yeah.
If you're obliviously walking from a Jewel or any store in a shopping mall, and you're right in the middle where the cars would drive going to park, I've been hit by a car before, so note to self, flesh and bone always loses to glass and steel.
That's
so
true.
Hug one way or another, because they're not on your, you're not on their schedule or they're on yours. So stay away before something bad happens.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It happens all the time too, Steve. People walking right down the middle. You know.
Yeah, I don't mind waving them across when they're leaving the store.
Yeah.
In their oblivious state. But, yeah, you're right in the middle, and there's cars to your left and your right already parked, and there's and you're trying to get by them. And it's like, wait, the world does not revolve around you, nor do cars go on your trail.
That's true.
All right, Nick.
All right, thank you, Steve. Take care, buddy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Nick?
All right.
First, I wanted to say how much you describing downtown traffic sounded like a skit of Californians on SNL.
Stuart, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I was trying to picture you with a blonde wig on and like, you know.
Oh, I miss the Californians. Oh, man. That was a great sketch. Okay, what else you got?
Yeah, well, I hate when I'm at the grocery store and I'm at the self-checkout and I'm waiting at a bank of like four. And then somebody else walks up, like all of a sudden it's divided up into lines.
Yeah.
You know, it's first come, first serve.
Yeah.
You know, it's whoever comes up. So that really drives me nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. The old self-checkout lines. There's always some issues. Yeah. There's always issues at the self-checkout.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
I'm one of those guys. I can't wait to retire and sit on my porch and yell at kids to get off my front lawn. So it's all good.
All right, Mike. Take care. I don't think you have to be retired to do that. I live in an apartment building and I scream at people. I just sit by my window and yell at people, and I happen to live on a main thoroughfare. So, all right, Esmeralda, how about a couple more? You ready?
Okay.
People who stop at the top or bottom of escalators.
I just...
Here's the thing.
Why would you stop when people are coming up?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But here's the thing. I will say this, when there is an escalator in my travels, I will not walk up the escalator. I will take advantage of not walking. Now, unless it's one of those single file escalators. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I will walk up then. I won't be rude, you know, and just stand there for people
right.
who want to walk up. If there is room to get around, I will hug the right side of the escalator.
Exactly.
Because, if there's an escalator there, I'm going to take advantage of it because I'm a lazy bastard. And if I don't have to climb stairs, I won't.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
Just make sure people can get through.
Oh, my gosh.
And when there is no other stair.
Oh.
And that's the only way.
Well, you know, I mean, you ride the CTA, Esmeralda. You know that some of these stations have those single file escalators, the skinny ones.
Right.
That only fit one person. And you can't. So people who stop on those. Who are just standing there while other people maybe need to get to work or want to walk up the stairs
or catch that train?
Yeah, yeah. So, I do take advantage of escalators, but I'll just make sure that there's room for people to get past me. But if I don't have to walk upstairs, I'm not going to do it. So, now this one just I don't this one just and I know this exists, Esmeralda, but it just seems weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
People who touch a pregnant woman's belly without asking.
I can't deal with anybody getting into people's personal space. I just don't understand why people think they can do
but
that.
But I just don't. I mean, who does that? Seriously.
Don't touch anyone unless they say you can.
That's exactly right.
Anything.
Now,
don't.
Would it be, here's the thing. What, you know, suddenly it's okay to touch a stranger's stomach because they're pregnant? And if they weren't pregnant, let's just touch her stomach anyway. You know what I mean? That's just think about it that way. Think about it that way. What if you do you think it's okay to walk up to a woman who is not pregnant and just suddenly just touch her belly? No.
Get a smack in the face.
So yeah. So
real hard.
Don't think it's okay just because a woman is pregnant. Do people really do that? Is that a real thing? Like strangers walking up to pregnant women and touching them?
Yeah. Just in general, people for some reason feel the need to be able to get into people's space, touching them in any way, touching their heads, touching their shoulder. It's like, why are you? No.
Oh, we got a bunch of texts. Okay. Esmeralda, you ready for some of these texts?
Okay.
People's goats have been gotten. 815 area code. People doing personal grooming, such as clipping their fingernails or toenails while on a plane. Actually, anyone who takes their shoes off on a plane drives me crazy. The clipping your nails thing is also on this good housekeeping list. I've never seen that. I know that it's happened, but I've never seen that's absolutely disgusting.
I've seen it.
That's absolutely disgusting. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Fingernails, that's disgusting. And toenails? What? Uh, 630 area code. When someone gets in front of me walking or driving and then they either slow down or stop. A lot of people don't like that. We've voiced that one a few times this morning.
Yeah. I've actually wanted to get my revenge and, like, if someone's walking too slow in front of me, then get in front of them and walk very slowly.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would understand what I was going for.
No, they just slow down. Go, oh, we can slow down even more? It's like the sloth in the DMV in Zootopia. Jesse, people driving with pets on their lap or people that cut through parking lots. That's how my car got clipped. Even got the store surveillance video to prove it. Like cutting through parking lots in order to what? Avoid an intersection?
Yeah, to avoid a light.
To avoid a light?
Is that illegal?
I think it is illegal.
Yes.
Friend of mine got a ticket for doing that through a gas station. He cut through a gas station on the corner. There's a gas station on the corner. He cut through the gas station. He got a ticket.
Right. That's when I drove, if I would do that, I would just slow down pretending I was going to and then go, oh, wait, never mind.
Slow down like you're going to get gas? Yeah. Like go up to the pump and go, no, oh, this is too expensive. There's cheaper gas down the street. It's pretty clever, Esmeralda. All right.
I don't condone it, though. Don't do it.
Yes. All right, we got to take a break, and then we'll wrap up the whole bad habits that make you crazy stuff, and then we'll jump into a little pop-up video that's coming up. Oh, I love that song, too. Steve for Triple Play Thursday picked Tears for Fears, and he's picking songs off of one of my favorite albums of all time, Seeds of Love. And that's Tears for Fears featuring the great Oletta Adams, and that's Woman in Chains. A great song. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about bad habits that make you crazy. And we got some people on the line. And here's Chuck on WGN. Hi, Chuck.
How you doing? It's Chuck from Delvin. You were talking about people in a crosswalk. I deliver produce every Wednesday from up in Lake Geneva and Lake Delvin. And I can never get around the intersections like you. Same thing where people are in a crosswalk. I believe that the city should arm the homeless with paint guns. And then when somebody's in the crosswalk, have cameras on the paint guns. And when they're not there, when the little hand comes up and says stop, or when it says 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're in a crosswalk, they shoot them with the paintball gun. And then they get $100 fine. And that way their traffic can flow through the city really good.
It's an interesting proposal, Steve, Chuck. I think, I think we should call. Do we have Rom's number? Can we call Rom right now and get on that?
Thank you.
All right, Chuck. Arm the homeless with paint guns, with paintball guns, and shoot the people who are standing in the intersection. I don't know. That's pretty funny. That is pretty funny. All right. We got a few more texts here. Actually, a lot of texts. Patrick says, I went to see the movie The Patriot, and a guy who sat in the row behind me sucked on his teeth the entire movie, and it's a long movie. Mary says with the text, three things. One, this is not original, but I think the worst habit is texting while driving. It should be totally illegal in all circumstances. It is illegal. You get a ticket for texting, but it happens all the time. People text as they drive all the time. Ridiculous. Two, I completely agree with you about Devon Avenue, especially that stretch you mentioned. Totally scary. I guess I'm not the only one who thought driving down Devon was insane. Three, I'm so glad Good Housekeeping magazine is still around. I'm 46, and I remember it being around my house when I was a kid. 630 area code says, people who talk on the phone when they are checking out at a store or anywhere. I agree.
I do that, but then I go, because usually I'm talking to my mom, and I go, Ma, hold on. And then I just put the phone down.
Yeah.
And then she goes, what happened?
I was trying to check out at the store. I just don't talk in public. Just don't do it. 502, bringing a phone into a funeral home and having it go off at a eulogy. Ugh. My sister-in-law did that during my father-in-law's funeral. Yeah, well, turn your phone off in a funeral, at a funeral home. My God. And then 231 area code says, my pet peeve when somebody's cell phone rings in church during the service. Very similar.
That happened to my mom recently.
Oh, is that right?
She doesn't even use the darn phone. And you know, it just started going off. Someone, I think it was just like a telemarketer or something.
Yeah, and it went off while she was in church?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I had a funny one where it was actually the priest's phone.
No!
That was pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Did he say it's God calling?
No, I don't think
so. That's what he should have said. God called, said my sermon's really, really going well. How about this one? People who show up to a play date with a sick kid. Well, that's just stupid. Dan, has that ever happened to you?
No, usually we give a heads up, you know, vice versa.
Yeah.
The people will be like, hey, I've got, yeah, know, she's got a fever, so it's your call if you want us to come or not. So usually you get the courtesy call. But yeah, if you just show up, that's rude.
People who are all gross with their PDA, oh, yeah, you're going to make out. Go home and make out. All right?
I've had it full view when I worked at the bar.
Yeah, I bet.
But then we, my coworkers, we were thinking maybe they're cheating on their significant others.
And this is the only time that they have to be all over each other?
Yep.
Go into a car or something. People who don't push in their chairs after eating, yeah, that's a real pet peeve of mine. I hate that. And I think that's a fire hazard. Blocking the, you know, if you're in a restaurant, you push your chair back in after you get out of it, after you leave. Let's see. We get Dave here on WGN. Hey, Dave.
Morning. How you doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, this is really a pet peeve, I guess, mainly for men, but my health's been helped up a lot. You know, you try to avoid this situation, but sometimes you have to go into the stall at the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there's four urinals, but yet some will go in there and leave themselves all over the seats and the floors and the walls and everything else.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is when men pee in public. I don't know what happens. They just think, you know, rules don't apply. It's not your bathroom, so you can just pee all over the place. I don't.
They're probably afraid of someone seeing their manhood or lack of.
Yeah. Oh, you mean at the urinal?
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Goodbye.
I can't tell you the number of disgusting men's rooms that I've been in where guys have just peed all over the walls, all over the seat. I don't understand. I'm sure they don't do that at home, right?
I would hope not.
You would hope not. I mean, I worked in bars for a long time, and I bartended a lot, and I hung out in a lot of dive bars. And, you know, I mean, if you're in a dive bar and there's pee all over the seat, that's understandable because probably half the people in there are drunk. But you don't, I mean, you walk in to the public bathroom, it's like movie theaters. Movie theater public bathrooms are disgusting. Guys just like pee all over this. I don't understand that. I don't understand it. And then finally, the last one here on the Good House Baby is people who sneeze or cough without covering their mouths.
Ugh. V had a habit of that, and I had to fix it right quick.
Did he do it while he was grinding his teeth?
He's just sneezing and grinding teeth. And
all right, we have to break. Thank you for all of the goats that have been gotten. We're going to break, and then it's time for the news. And then I believe Skip Skipley is here. Is he coming down from the roof?
The jet has landed, and he is climbing down the fire escape.
He's climbing down the fire escape. All right, well, pop-up video coming up after the news.